Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You're going to walk into. See, this is what this era is going to be. It's not going to be a struggle. You just walk into it because God has prepared it. But he needs people of faith, people that will trust him. Amen. People that will listen to the sound and say, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. That's what's wrong. The devil got people on lockdown because they're looking at earthquakes. They're listening to the storms. They're listening to all the naysayers. That's just birth pangs. That's just saying the baby's on the way. That's just saying your inheritance is about to come forth. The real you is about to show up. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said the real you. Look at somebody, tell them you ain't seen nothing yet. See, there's something in you that's groaning. It's groaning. There's an eternal you. There's a you that's older than the angels. There's a you that wasn't here. The time didn't start you. You were in God's bosom. There's something eternal about you. We've been locked down in time. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Kronos. And there's a groaning because the real you is eternal. Paul said we groan. This mortal is groaning to be clothed with that immortality. See, there's going to come a time where time ain't going to be time. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. I said, time ain't going to be time before we leave here, before Jesus comes. Time ain't going to be time, and space and distance ain't going to have nothing to do with anything. In the book of Acts, remember, Philip went from Samaria to where the Ethiopian eunuch was, ministered to him, and then he was caught away again. He was translated. That's New Testament. Jesus walked out of crowds that wanted to stone him to death. He didn't say he ran. They couldn't touch him. Something shifted. I tell you, that dimension awaits. This is a new era. The veil is going to become so thin, you won't know whether you are in the spirit or in the body. Paul said, I knew a man about 14 years ago. Whether in the spirit or in the body, I cannot tell. But he was caught up to the third heaven. I heard sounds. I saw things I can't even repeat. Are you ready for it? Tell somebody, this is why you've been through so much. God has had to allow circumstances to keep you at a level where your head didn't get in the way. See, when the head gets in the way, you get proud. Like you did something. You start flexing. Like you did something. But God will let you get into something where God humbles you right away. Because see, that's where he dwells. He dwells among the broken heart, the contrite. He said, I live there. I dwell there. That's why he said, lo, I come in the volume of the books. He said, lo. Tell somebody, lo. I'm not talking about humble. I'm not talking about broke, busted and disgusted. I'm talking about your spirit man. In a place of dependence. You know, like I know, flesh can act up real quick. Huh? You start taking credit. But see, it's going to become very exacting. Because the moment you start taking credit, God going to check you. Because what you're carrying is too valuable. Temperance, boundaries are going to be important. To give the devil no place. Amen. I said to give the devil no place. Because if you don't give him any place, he's not going to have any place. You got to understand something about these last days. People think the devil is busy. No, the devil's busy running. He is. He's running. When a strong man armed is in control, his goods are at peace. It's under control. But when a stronger comes on him and removes that armor from him, suddenly you got all kind of upheaval everywhere. See, this is what crisis is. It's God intercepting, amen, disrupting stuff that the devil had under lock. Are y'all hearing me? In the nations of the world, God is disrupting stuff. People think the devil busy. No, he's running now. Because he has no power. He has no authority. And the church is rising. And God is tearing up stuff. You got to recognize. You got to know that we are the head, not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. This is our hour. This is the finest time of the church. Darkness is going to cover the earth. Gross darkness to people. But the word says, arise, shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen on you. Amen. Tell somebody, let that light shine. Amen. Joseph was God's advance provision. Isaiah 46:10. Advance provision. Declaring the end from the beginning. From ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. Declaring the end from the beginning. When it pertains to this Goshen in the scripture, God saw the famine from the very beginning. Ain't nothing happening in your life surprised God. So why are you acting so surprised? So worried? Ultimately, he's bringing you into a place of rest. Ultimately, no matter what's going on around you, you are at rest. Because you know he's in control. God positioned Joseph before the famine arrived. That's my assignment with you, to bring you into that position, that alignment, because the famine's going to come. But we're going to be ready for it. The embassy district is going to be just that, an embassy district. You know what an embassy is? It's a little chunk of a country taken out of the country and put into another country. And the laws of the country it's in do not apply to that embassy. That's what the kingdom of God is. Amen. We are a kingdom in the world. But we're not governed by the world. Now that don't mean don't obey the speed limit. I had enough trouble with them state troopers. Watch how fast you go. God positioned him before the famine came. Goshen is often prepared in one season for crisis that will manifest in another season. See, in this era in which we've begun, that we enter and cross over into, the fullness of the crisis is not going to start. Because God has to position his people in the Goshen first. But then there's another era that's going to come. There's the fatted cow. Amen. The thinning cow, I'll say. The bleeding cow. And then there's the dead cow. See, all of that, you can read all of that in the book of Revelation. It's coming. But see, first of all, I feel something. You got to get past fear. Yes. See, you got to get past. This is, tell somebody, this system is not my home. Even though, you know, I don't knock our nation. I would much rather have been born here, having traveled around the world. I'm glad I was born here. But there's a lot I've had to unlearn. There's a lot I've had to learn about who we really are. A lot of history we had to dig up and find out what the truth of the matter is. See, God knows beforehand where you will be, what ethnicity you will be, whether rich or poor, you know, fat or skinny. You name it, God knows already. And he didn't make, tells me he didn't make no mistakes. Sometimes God will tell a person to build. Sometimes he'll tell them acquire land, establish systems, develop resources, train leaders, establish economic structures. People will ask you, why are you doing this now? I said, oh, no. I asked God many years ago, I said, Lord, why would you have us build now when everything seems like it's on the... And then he showed me Nehemiah and different ones. He said, I want you to build in turbulent times. Like God can't build in turbulent times. Like God can't bless you when the economy goes belly up. Come on, we talk about spending from the pocket of Jehovah. Huh? That's a spiritual concept that you have to establish first. And it'll manifest in the physical realm. You got to get your, you know, thank God for stocks and bonds and all this stuff, but that stuff is going to buckle. Hello? And a whole lot of folk that had billions and billions ain't going to have nothing. See, people think about, well it's in their bank account. It's not in your bank account. What about that man on the street that's covenant? That don't have a dime. You think God's going to neglect them? What are they going to eat from? They're going to eat from the pockets of Jehovah too. Amen. The Bible's full of examples. How about the Shunammite woman that Elijah was sent to in the famine? Right? Now, don't misunderstand me. You know, we don't love money. We use money. I'll use as much as you give me. And I'll ask you for some more. We don't love it. The love of money is the root of evil, all evil. They that lust after, they bring all kind of trouble to their soul. We don't love it. We use it. Amen. And God said, all the silver is his. All the gold is his.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.